With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin saw an increase in reports of algal blooms on lakes in 2024, but just because reports are up doesn't mean lakes are experiencing more blooms. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
Grace Wilkinson says there's a lot of reasons to suspect algal blooms might be getting worse. The UW-Madison associate professor says things like climate change and increased human activity in lakes and along lake shores can influence blooms on lakes. Despite this, Wilkinson says her research shows it may actually be getting better.
We might be seeing some signs of things getting better. And so while that's sort of puzzling because there's lots of things like climate change and the way that we're changing how we use the land around lakes that we think might be influencing blooms, we're actually seeing some patterns in the other direction. And so that's good news. And now we need to really get down to business to figuring out why that is and how we can help that happen in more places.
Algal blooms are often described as pea soup floating on a lake surface. It can make people and animals sick if ingested. Wilkinson says it's a health concern and can ruin enjoyment of the lakes.
In my research group, we focus a lot on understanding what causes these blooms to happen? Can we predict before they happen? And what steps or measures can we take to try to manage or prevent these blooms from being really severe?
Wilkinson will be talking about that research at this week's Science on Tap Minocqua. It's this Thursday at Rocky Reef Brewing Company, starting at 6:30. Wilkinson hopes people walk away from the talk with a better understanding of how they can protect lakes from algal blooms.
We have thousands of lakes here in Wisconsin, which is just an amazing resource. And so it's our job to do our part to be really good stewards of those lakes.
You can also stream Science on Tap Minocqua online. We have a link at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The Northwoods woke up to fresh snow this morning. About 5 inches fell overnight. It's expected to keep snowing throughout much of the day. Northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan are under a winter storm warning for most of the day. Kurt Kortenberg is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, Green Bay.
As the snow starts to wind down and stop, that's when we're looking at the wind speeds increasing. We're still holding wind gusts up to 40, maybe starting to near 45 miles per hour in some locations. So it'll be very windy behind the system.
Because of the heavy snow and wind, parts of the Northwoods are experiencing power outages. Anyone that finds a black bear den is asked to let the DNR know. It's in order to help with the Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey. They hope to get a better idea how bear are reproducing in each management unit and create better population models. They also want to know if consumption of human food sources impacts bear reproduction. They ask people to provide GPS coordinates of the den, a photo showing its surroundings, and any information on bear activity near the site. Researchers will work with landowners and may choose to visit the den. You can find the Black Bear Den form on the DNR website. We have a link at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. A new text message scam has been circulating in Wisconsin. Mike Leishner has the story.
The messages will warn you of unpaid tolls through the EasyPass app, saying failure to pay will lead to your vehicle being impounded. Police in Wausau say that's not the case, because the message actually comes from scammers looking to get access to your private information. Officers say there are several tells to look for, including excessive use of emojis and casual language like, "We wish you a sunny day full of happiness." Your best bet is to delete the message and report it as spam to your carrier, then tell your friends and family to be aware. If you have recently driven on tollways in neighboring states, check your balance through EasyPay directly.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Democrats are casting the race for control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court as a referendum on billionaire Elon Musk, as he and other Republican allies have outpaced Democrats in spending with the election just a month away. The Wisconsin Democratic Party announced a new $1 million-plus effort on Tuesday to portray the April 1st election as the first chance for angry voters to punch back against what the Trump administration has been doing. The Democratic-based candidate, Susan Crawford, faces Republican-supported Brad Schimmel with ideological control of the court at stake. The court is expected to decide cases affecting abortion and reproductive rights, union power, and congressional district boundary lines. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.